This is a program of experimental dance and pop music that has been collaged together with your mind in mind. And everything is broken. Broken. And everything is fixed like elections and who gets what contracts. Life is not fair. It's like you just fell out of the sky. Broken, then fixed. Welcome to the chill room.
quality of the sound itself, the symbolic significance in a way of the sound, than the actual quality of the sound itself. And your set is improvised to a degree, presumably. And your set is improvised to a degree, presumably. And your set is improvised to a degree, presumably.
Oh, yeah, utterly. I mean, I know my records like the back of my hand. Oh, yeah, utterly. I mean, I know my records like the back of my hand. Every DJ does stuff. The idea is to bring it into the 21st century, which is all about now.
May I keep it overnight? I'm sorry, I can't leave it with you. It's not that I don't trust you.
Where you can really alter and critique the mix, but still add new energy to it. Where you can really alter and critique the mix, but still add new energy to it.
When I hold an interview, when I hold an interview.
Mixed with scratching.
Consciousness is an evolutionarily useful fiction that enables the intelligent brain to reflect on its own decision-making processes and learn from its experiences more effectively. But it is altogether fictional in any naive sense of reality. What do you think of that model? And how would you go about testing it? I think that's partly right, but it's very misleading in some regards. The way I would put it is that the brain needs what's called a user illusion, the same as when we use a word processor. You could use a word processor without knowing what's actually going on inside the computer. You need to have some useful metaphors, though, and that's the user illusion. But notice, it's a benign and extremely useful illusion. Well, the brain works similarly. It is equipped with a very powerful user illusion. It sounds like a trick with mirrors, I know, but I'm saying that the brain is both the user and the provider of the user illusion. There are various agencies in the brain that require information from other agencies within the brain. And this is provided in limited useful form by the way the brain is organized. This gives rise to the illusory sense that there is this one place, which I call the Cartesian theater, where it all comes together.
Awesome.
The subject, the ego, the I.
Keep to 30, please.
Thank you. away from my window. Leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone never weak, but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door. I will only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who will promise never to take part. Someone to close your eyes for. Someone to close your heart. Someone to die for you.
No, I want you to begin negotiations with Eastman Kodak immediately.
Thank you.
if we dismantle the Cartesian theater, if we abandon the idea of an I who makes our decisions, what are the implications for moral philosophy? Is there any point in talking about moral responsibility if the moral agent cannot be conceived as a unitary entity? The unity is imperfect and changing and problematic, and it is something that is achieved. It's not something one is born with. The idea that one has, for instance, an immortal soul, which is the locus of responsibility, we replace that idea with one of a developing virtual center of control, which I call the center of narrative gravity. Once it develops, and once it is trained by enculturation and learning, then the body that is thus organized has a self, is a person, and is a locus of responsibility. That wasn't me speaking. No, I disown that. It was the booze talking. The devil made me do it.
living room.
Strangely, after that, I gradually began to lose my interest in 18-year-old. I don't know what happened. The salary was written three times what I made. First thing I did is I ordered a French car. This upset Canute more than anything else.
Really bothered me. He set the image of the little red-headed girl. Really disturbed him. He said that the image of the little red-headed girl named Harriet from the TV show Small Wonder peering in at the family through a darkened window with an evil look on her face really, really disturbed him. He said that the image of the little red-headed girl named Harriet from the TV show Small Wonder peering in at the family through a darkened window really, really disturbed him. He said that the image of the little red-headed girl from the TV show Small Wonder peering in at the family through a darkened window really, really disturbed him. He said that the image of the little red-headed girl named Harriet Small Wonder peering in at the family through a darkened window with an evil look on it really, really disturbed him.
Hello, Tommy.
He said that the image of the little red-headed girl named Harriet from the TV show Small Wonder peering in at the family through a darkened window with an evil look on her face really, really disturbed him. He said that the image
in the highland, gentle and fair, honeysuckle blooming in the wildwood air, bluebells blazing where the Aberdeen waters flow. When my heart's in the highland, I'm gonna go there when I feel good enough to go.
Everybody needs that.
Windows were shaking all night in my dreams. Everything was exactly way that it seems. up this morning and I looked at the same old page. Same old rat race. Life in the same old cage. I don't want nothing from anyone. Ain't that much to take. Wouldn't know the difference between a real blonde and a fake. Feel like a prisoner in a world of mystery. I wish someone would come and push back the clock for me. Well, my heart's in the highlands, wherever I roam, that's where I'll be with. I get called home. The wind is a whisper to the buckeye trees and rye. My heart's in the highlands. I can only get there one step at a time. I'm listening to New York. I gotta turn up the sound. Someone's always yelling. Turn it down. Feel like I'm drifting, drifting from scene to scene. I'm wandering the world and never get it all. Possibly me. Insanity is smashing up against my soul. You could say I was on anything but a roll. If I had a conscience, well, I just might blow my tongue. What would I do with it anyway? Maybe take it to the pawn shop. My heart's in the highlands at the break of dawn, by the beautiful lake of the black swan. Big white clouds, like chariots that swing down low. Well, my heart's in the highlands, only place left to go. I'm in Boston town, in some restaurant. I got no idea what I want. Or maybe I do, but I'm just really not sure. Waitress comes over. nobody in the place but me and her. But it must be a holiday. There's nobody around. She studies me closely as I sit down. She got a pretty face and long white shiny legs. I said, tell me what I want. She say you probably want hard boiled egg. I say that's right. Bring me some. She says we ain't got any. Pick the wrong time to come. Then she says, I know you're an artist. Draw a picture of me. I said I would if I could, but I don't do sketches from memory. Well, she sees me, she says, I'm right here in front of you. But haven't you looked? I say, all right, I know, but I don't have my drawing book. She gives me a napkin. She said, you can do all that.